listening to Wake Up Hollywood with Nikki Kolula and Eddie Pence, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Wake Up Hollywood, this is your host of the most, Nikki Kolula. We're going to jump right into this interview. We have a young up-and-coming artist named Alyssa Grace. Say hello, Alyssa.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
So you know what I love? I was checking out your bio and I was checking out your music. You are very, very focused for your age. I mean, it's beyond the age you should be as focused as you are. So first of all, I just want to ask you, what was the moment of zen that made you want to be a singer or a songwriter? What was the song or artist that kind of impacted you the most?
Kind of realized that I wanted to be a singer when, you know, I have ADHD. I mean, I have a lot of trouble focusing in school. I have a lot of focus. It's like hard focusing for me. So I would get into trouble at school and stuff. And when I first started learning how to play the guitar for my grandpa, I started writing songs, and I would come out of my room after getting into trouble for talking too much, and I would just sing and communicate how I feel using the songs that I wrote, if that makes any sense.
You sound like a younger version of me, because that's how I was when I was a kid. I was always getting into mischief, I was always talking, I was always getting in trouble, but music is where I kind of found my discipline. So how old were you when you started playing guitar? Do you remember?
Probably like 10.
Wow. 10. That's awesome. And did you start with guitar? Did you start with piano first? Like, that's usually the traditional way.
When I was little, I did like musicals and stuff like that. And then I started ukulele, and then I went guitar, but I'm learning piano right now. So.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I actually started with piano when I was 5. And I didn't get into guitar until I was 18. So it's like I have this monkey on my back to always make me practice. So it's like I'm always at it with guitar because I feel like I started so late. So you're ahead of the game. Started writing songs. Was there an artist that kind of influenced you to want to start writing first? Or were you just kind of like, I want to write about all the things I'm going through right now?
Just kind of both, I guess. I mean, I know this is super cliche, but one of my favorite artists is Taylor Swift because I've grown up with her. I mean, I love herself as a person. I love her music. I love the message behind her music.
Right.
You know, Beatles, big inspiration for me.
I'm wearing my Beatles shirt right now.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Yeah. So it's just kind of a combination of both. And just
that's awesome. I have a really cool story to tell you. I've met Paul McCartney twice.
And
one of the times I was working on my first record and he was across the hall and he was so cool. I was invited to watch him record. I got to watch him do guitar overdubs and vocal overdubs. And I was just in seventh heaven. Then I met him one more time after one of his shows after the Hollywood Bowl. And he signed, it's right above my head. Actually, it's right here. He signed my ticket stub right
wow,
there.
That is so
that's,
so cool.
That's actually my wall of Paul behind me. So I'm a huge Beatles fan, but that's awesome.
So awesome, yeah.
So, you know, usually kids your age aren't influenced by the Beatles. Your parents did a fantastic job in raising you on the right music. When did you first hear of the Beatles?
Probably when I would always be at my grandparents' house, and they like taught me. My grandpa taught me guitar. He taught me all these old bands and all these cool songs like the Beatles. And just, you know, when he passed away, it was kind of something I wanted to carry on for him. Just for, like, in remembrance for my grandpa, I wanted to do this for him, which is one of the reasons I sing too.
So. Your grandpa sounds like he'd be one of my good friends because he must have loved all the same music that I do. So that's amazing. And I'm sure his spirit lives on in the fact that you're playing guitar and kind of following this dream of playing music. Now, you're in high school right now, right?
Yeah, I just started high school.
So how do you balance? I mean, high school is a career in and of itself. There's enough to focus on just with the schoolwork and just like dealing with all the emotions you're going to go through with everything. How do you balance that with music? How do you make time for music and high school?
you know, it's like hard. I'm at school at 7. I leave the house at 7. I come home. I'm at home at 4:30. And so, you know, been trying to fit in like other hobbies like soccer and softball. But, you know, I mean, with homework and stuff, I squeeze as much music as I can in there as possible. I mean, in school, I'll just be like thinking of a melody or a lyric. I'll just write it down on my Google Doc on my computer and I'll go home and finish it. I mean, you know, there's just always those little, I squeeze it in as much as I can. So
trying it's to. Funny. Right before this interview, I was actually writing. So I feel that it's like you sometimes have the best moments of inspiration when you don't have time. And then you have to squeeze in this little time to write. Do you find that the creative process when you're writing, you are really direct and fluid when you're writing, or does it kind of take you some time to piece the songs together? What's your creative process?
It definitely takes me a while to, you know, like I said, ADHD, my brain is everywhere. I'm always plucking ideas from other places, but it's really hard for me to just sit down and be like, okay, I'm going to write a song. So most of the time, my lyrics just come to me. They come to me in my dreams, in my head. While I'm watching a movie, I'll take a storyline from that and be like, okay, how can I put this in my perspective and make it into a song? And that's kind of just how I get my inspiration for my music, because it's kind of hard to just sit down and like write.
So. Well, and just be that focused too. Do you ever start with titles, or is it usually like you're just writing feelings and emotions and phrases that are rhyming together?
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel. I mean, a lot of the time when I'm writing my songs, I'll write about how I'm feeling at the moment and what I'm going through in life, because, you know, sometimes life can be super hard, and especially as a teenager in high school going through things. And it's kind of my way of communicating that to people that, you know, I'm not some like perfect singer. You know, we all go through things, and I'm communicating that through my music.
Yeah, I find like music is almost like the greatest therapist you could ever kind of have. And I kind of use it as that. And I'm sure you do the same. And it makes the world make sense. You know, I'm sure you relate to that. So, but I didn't start writing songs until I was in college. I wasn't thinking about any of that stuff because of the stress of high school. So do you think you're going to want to go to music school, or do you want to just like play shows and start like building your brand? Like, what is your concept as far as how you want to go about the, you know, make being an artist?
I think I'm still figuring that out. I definitely want to, when I get older, be a part of music, have it in my life. I want to hopefully play shows and like get big someday. And obviously that's like every singer's dream. But if that obviously doesn't happen, because there's a big chance of that, I want to teach how to write songs, or I want to maybe sell my songs. You know, you never know. There's just like, I want to include music in my job as I get older. So I'm not really sure yet.
You really are like a younger version of me, because that's what I do. I teach singers and songwriters and production. I do big festivals. I've played festivals with Taylor Swift and all kinds of people. And I also put songs in. So you can do it all. The one thing I want to tell you is don't listen to anybody in like telling you that it can't work out. I had zero connections in this industry. And now it's like I've navigated through this crazy circus of music. And so many of my dreams have come true. And I've played to huge crowds. And I've gotten songs and films and TV shows. So don't listen to anybody. You can do this. Don't believe in anybody but yourself, because that's all that matters. Now, you have some songs that you just created videos for. I know Troy Christian, who was a guest on our show, he directed some of the videos, correct?
I think so, yeah.
So we'll play the first song. We'll play the video for Breathe, and then we'll talk about what went into it and what was the kind of artistic story behind the whole thing, okay?
Right.
All right, here's Alyssa Grace with Breathe. Thank you.
Emotions were crashing, fires were burning, and I can't seem to break free. You were with me, standing with me, and I can't seem to see that I need to
Very cool. That was awesome.
Thank you.
I like the underwater scenes. That must have been tough. How did you deal with that? That must have been a weird element to deal with.
Well, we basically, the concept for that was just putting my room underwater. And so my dad went to the thrift store and bought all these like old furniture pieces for really cheap. And just we put them underwater with weights. And so when I was swimming under there, I was way too light at the time. So we had to put these weights on me so I could sink to the bottom. And so luckily I didn't drown, obviously.
You were like doing your own stunts right there. So tell me about the concept. Like, how did you kind of wanted it? You know, you basically made like a short film with this video. So tell me about the concept, how you kind of came about with the story of the song.
Well, for writing the song, basically, I went a couple of years ago, I had my first like panic attack, and it was like really scary because I didn't know what was happening. I was like 12 or 11, and I was like, what's going on? And so I went in my room and I wrote that, and I came out to my parents about it, and I was like, okay, here's how I'm feeling. And so basically, I'd met Troy through an audition, and we were like, okay, we have these songs, we don't know what to do with them. We went to Nashville. We recorded them. And asked Troy if he could help us with the music video. And so, of course, he said, yeah. So we got together and we started thinking of ideas. Okay, so what is this song about? It's about the oceans. It's about water. It's about, you know, nature and breathing. And so we came up with the concept of Botanical Gardens and the beaches and stuff. So, yeah.
That's awesome. I love it. And you know what? It's crazy because, you know, that's what a lot of people your age are dealing with. They're dealing with this, like, excess of anxiety. I think a lot of it's because of cell phones. You guys grew up with cell phones just around, you know, whereas, like, I didn't when I was younger, you know. But it's awesome because I'm sure a lot of people can relate to this. And just I think a lot of it is that attention span is, like, going into, you know, it's going into this, you know, instead of, like, life being outside and doing a lot of things like that. So it's awesome. I love the shots of you with the ocean. You must be a huge lover of the beach coming from California. Yeah. I am too. I just love the ocean. I try to go to the beach at least 3 times a week. And, you know, I just love all those elements and how you pull them in. Tell me, when you're writing for, you know, like kids your own age or even adults that, you know, may like what you're doing, how are you kind of throw the net out there to get people to dig your sound or style?
Just like from the heart, just kind of, you know, just, you know, I just want them to like relate to it and helpfully, like, my songs help somebody. That's kind of what
it's got to be. A good feeling too. Like, I still feel like this. I'm 42, so I just made I think my 8th record, and just hearing your music recorded. And when you finally get it back, or when you get that finished MP3 or WAV file, that's got to be like an exhilarating feeling for you. Tell me what that feeling was like once the song was finished and the video was done, when you're watching it back. What was that experience like for you?
So when Troy first sent the video back, and my dad was like, okay, guys, here's the video. So we all as a family got together and we all watched it together. And, you know, there were a little things that we could fix, but besides like those, we all loved it so much. It was kind of like, it felt like very accomplished. Like, I was like, whoa, I did that. It's like a cool feeling. I don't know how to explain it, because it's such a unique little, like, wow, that's amazing. But, you know,
well, it's cool because it's like you get to relive the artistic joy. Like, you start with the seed, and then you kind of like foster its growth into a recording, and
right,
then you see the video, and then when you see it all together, you're like, oh my god, that started with me, and it's like now everybody gets to enjoy it. So that's got to be a good feeling. And were you very like reluctant to show it to your friends, or were you like, everybody watch this because this is what I made?
A little bit of both, you know. It was kind of like with my close friends, it was like, look at this, I know I can trust you with this stuff. But, you know, like with that anxiety part of me, the overthinking, like, what if people think this is stupid? Or, you know, it's like little things, like the anxiety part about it, just breathe, everything's going to be okay. It's so cool that I get to do this. Why am I overthinking about it? And so it's just like a little bit of both, you know.
You are very enlightened for a high schooler, that's for sure. And you know what? It's like, you know, even in this industry, one thing that I've learned, it's like there's so many people that are going to tell you to be something that, you know, it may not be you, or, you know, oh, go for this sound because it needs to be this, or it's chasing a market, or it's chasing the pop sound or whatever. The one thing I can tell you is just be yourself. Keep being yourself.
Yeah, that's...
that is the best thing. You're doing it already. And people will start finding you and flocking to you because of just who you are. Because you already have all the things you need, you know?
Yeah, it's something I've learned across this whole journey, is to not be ashamed of what you love. Because in the end, you're just trying to be happy and make other people happy. So why would you be ashamed of it? It's awesome that we get to do this. It's awesome I get to have fun and do this. It's just, if I had to say something to anybody out there, it's just do what you love and don't care what other people think about it. Because if you love it, then go for it.
That's awesome. I love it. Let's play something else. What do you want to play us next?
Duets a Girl.
All right. Here's it's called What's a Girl?
It's called What's a Girl to You, but, you
What's
know.
A Girl to You by Alyssa Grace. Here it is.
It was problematic, you know?
Yeah.
hold on. We keep going here.
Yes!
Yes! Yes!
Thank you. We're back at it again, drinking cranberry juice.
Bye.
Wait. All right, I'll stop talking to myself and actually do what I got to do. All right, here we go.
Oh, drop it.
Take two. Flies. All these flies. Let's drink cranberry juice, because that's fun, right? Hi. Hi.
That was super awesome.
Thank you.
You got all your friends in on the video. How was that? That must have been a fun video shoot.
Yeah, I grew up with all of those girls, so it was super fun to, you know, after I moved, to, like, come back and see them all, so.
You're like, you got to be in my music video. We're going to do this together. They must have been thrilled.
Mm-hmm. It was super fun, too. It was like, we got to eat ice cream, go to the pier, you know, go at a shop. It was, like, super fun.
So what was the kind of, like, the story or the message behind the song? Like, what inspired that for you?
Kind of like what I was just talking about. Kind of just, like, be yourself. You can, you know, act. You don't have to act a certain way. You can, you know, have to do this or have to do that based on, like, your gender. Or, you know, whatever, just do you and don't care what other people think kind of thing, you know?
Well, what's cool is the song is, like, clever with the lyrics and with the references to the color blue and all these, like, kind of gender-specific things that aren't, you're kind of breaking the mold with, like, questioning this stuff. So I love it because it's like, yeah, all that matters is just be yourself and you know, choose good things to be, you know? Like, it doesn't matter what defines you. It's more of who you are that defines you, you know? I like it. Very cool. So tell me about your creative process. Do you start with, like, riffs on a guitar ever, or do you always start with lyrics? Do you start with melodies? You put words to the melodies later? Like, what is your best way to write songs?
So a little bit of everything. Sometimes, you know, like I said, lyrics pop in my head, or I'll be singing another song and I'll get inspired with the same kind of chords, or, you know, same kind of melody or same kind of vibe of the song. You know, it's like kind of a little bit of everything. So
that's awesome. What other, outside of Taylor Swift, I'm sure you have a bunch of other artists that you're influenced by. You said Beatles, you said Taylor Swift. Who else has kind of influenced you for songwriting or music?
I don't know. There's so many. Like, I don't know. Like, the Lumineers, the Laws, Cave Town, like a bunch of indie folklore type stuff.
Awesome.
Just like a big, you know, selection of songs. So.
And have you gone to any concerts ever?
I went to Maren Morris's, but that's about it. You know, I was never a big concert girl when I was little, but I've never really gotten the chance to do that, so that's kind of
I find like I either want to play a show or I want to be at a show, so I'm constantly, because you'll find that, like, you'd be surprised how much a live concert will inspire you and how somebody that, you know, you think is good on, like, a video or a recording, when you see them live, they're either not going to be as good or they're going to be way better than what that recording is. So you kind of see the difference of who's amazing and who's okay, you know? So the amazing performers are the ones that are going to inspire you forever. And I like the little shout out to the guy who was doing the skateboarding cranberry juice. That was awesome. That TikTok video went so viral. So let me ask you this, you know, when you're, you know, there's so much competition with artists like Olivia Rodrigo. I'm sure, you know, she's somebody, you know, and your generation kind of is into. How do you find that you can make a mark in the marketplace when you see, like, there are these Disney stars or TV stars that kind of turn into music stars? Or do you kind of feel like just the grassroots way of kind of building your audience is the best plan?
Wait, can you explain that again? I'm very confused.
So, like, Olivia Rodrigo, she had the most streamed song on Spotify.
Right.
And her big reason is because she was on a TV show. She was on TV for a long time. So, like, you know, a lot of these pop stars, they come from TV shows and then they go into music. But you're just starting off in music. Do you feel like that's a better way to kind of attract your audience and just build it slowly and just get one fan at a time? Or do you kind of feel like you need to get into a TV show to kind of get that major lift? What is your view on that?
I mean, I want to be known for my music, you know. I mean, when I was little, I remember auditioning for, like, commercials and stuff. But, you know, acting was never really the path that I was, like, felt was right. It was kind of like I started auditioning for these commercials and stuff, but it didn't seem natural. And then I started auditioning for music stuff, and it was like, okay, I'm actually getting somewhere with this. And people are actually enjoying it. And it felt way more natural and something that just came to me more. So it was kind of like, I want to be known for my music because that's what I love. And I want people to hear my music so that I can help people somewhere in the world.
I love that. You know, I have a, I kind of feel like it's like not really real when you go through a TV show. It's like artists like yourself that are the people that kind of I gravitate towards as far as art, because you know they're real artists, you know? So when I hear sometimes an artist makes that crossover from TV or film into music, part of me is like, that's a little suspect. But my favorite artists are the ones that are just, they want to be musicians. They've known it forever, and they just slowly kind of chip away at the, you know, the road to success. And slowly but surely, they start getting labels interested in them, and they start, you know, kind of going that route. Do you want to sign with a major label, or do you kind of want to just build it independently and kind of go that route?
I want to find whatever is best to get my music out. You know, just the right choice, I guess. It just comes down to. But hopefully in the future, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm asking you some pretty, like, hardball questions because you have to think about this stuff. You know, it's like I remember being asked these questions in my early 20s about, like, if I wanted to sign with a major label, and I remember having record executives come to shows, and it was, like, super – it was – I mean, to put it bluntly, it was really whack. It was really, like – strange and artificial, and a lot of those record executives that came to my gigs, they're not working in music anymore. So, you know, it's just like sometimes it'll work for you and sometimes it won't. But one thing that didn't stop me was I didn't want to let a record executive determine if I was going to have a career or not. So
exactly.
No matter what, never let anybody tell you can or can't. Make sure you just keep chipping away at this, because you will have breaks. You will have, you know, like opening slots or festivals or big performances. So just keep doing your thing. Let's play another song. What are we going to play next?
What do you guys want to hear? What do you guys have that you
want to? Let me see what we have. Sam, why don't you pick the last one? I think we got one more MP3. Let me see what we got.
So don't lose me. All that I need is to be complete. So don't lose me. What if I could be all that you need? Yeah, all that you need. And
Very cool. All That You Need. Tell me a little bit about the inspiration that went into that song.
That song I wrote a while ago. I wrote it, I think, in 6th or 7th grade. And I wrote it about this guy that I liked. And man, man, oh man, was I just crushing, man.
Did you ever play it for him?
Oh, no.
So you never knew that you wrote a song about him, ever?
No.
I think you got to play it for him.
Nope.
It's a good song. It's a good song. All of your songs are very hooky. They're very melodic. And I wanted to ask you, like, when did you learn to sing? And when did you know you wanted to be a singer and kind of, like, have a voice?
So this is actually a really funny story. So I know, like, a lot of parents are saying, oh, she's been singing since she could talk. But, I mean, my mom's not lying when she says that. So my friend actually started taking vocal lessons. And so they gave me her card. And I started taking vocal lessons and started singing with the old people at the retirement centers.
That's awesome.
It was fun. It's where I gained my confidence. And I would start doing, like, school talent shows and, like, town shows. And then I got my first guitar for Christmas and started taking lessons with my grandpa. And kind of did more auditions. And I got more into the people that had connections that my mom, like, worked with at school and stuff because she's a teacher. And it kind of just built up little by little over since I was like 6. So
now that you play guitar, you play ukulele, and you're starting to play piano, do you kind of rotate them, or do you kind of always gravitate towards guitar and then every now and then you play the other ones?
It's mostly just guitar that I work with, mostly because I know the instrument the best, and it's like my favorite instrument because I love how it sounds. And I love playing with my grandpa's guitar, this one right here, and I love playing with my mom's guitar, and just this. There's just so many different sounds. And, like,
so your grandpa's guitar is the electric guitar?
This one, the acoustic, is my grandpa, all right. And my friend got me this one.
What kind of guitar is your grandpa's guitar, do you know?
A Guild?
Oh, wow, okay. Those are probably worth a good amount of money. Don't ever sell that guitar.
Yeah, it's my grandpa. He loved playing guitar. He had a bunch of stuff. That's amazing.
So do you play electric guitar too?
Mm-hmm, yeah, it's super fun. I love how it sounds, and, like, there's this amp. Oh, it's inverted. There's this amp back here.
I think I have the same one over here. Do you have? Is it a Fender twin?
Yeah,
it's a Fender twin.
Yep.
It's awesome.
I just kind of started grabbing, like, there's a ukulele back there that I got for, like, just a bunch of, like, my mom's friends that just had old instruments and stuff that they didn't use, or, like, that were for free from a garage sale. And they're like, hey, I know your daughter plays. Here's this free ukulele. Like, so that's kind of, like, where I started. I remember my first instrument, like, ever was the ukulele. And I won that at a singing contest for, like, free. And I was like, I went home that day and I spent, I think it was 7 hours. I went home and taught myself how to play the ukulele on Google.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What did you learn, like, covers, or did you learn just chords?
Yeah, just the simple chords and covers of the songs.
That's
awesome.
It
was really fun.
You're going to have to make a recording of you with the ukulele now.
Yeah, I have some songs that I want to play on the ukulele, but yeah, I just got my first electric ukulele back there. So I'm gonna
That's amazing. So do you want to play shows soon, or do you kind of just want to keep making videos and recordings?
Oh yeah, I want to play shows. I've been playing at restaurants a lot with some of my friends that are in a band, and I play for my friends, you know, anytime I can when they're over, any musical shops that need music or town openings. I played for town openings just because I live in a little small town, so it's
that's
like
awesome.
A community supporting thing, so it's fun. Yeah.
Well, you know, that's like that's how you start. That's how you get a following. I started in small bars and coffee houses for a long time, and then you know, you just, like, start graduating into clubs and music venues and festivals. So that's all ahead of you. You're gonna have that rock star lifestyle. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
So what's next for you? Are you making more music? Are you making a new video? Troy was telling me a little bit about you making a new video, I think, right?
Yeah, so I've been working with Dave, which is one of my producers, and he's been helping me produce the song you just heard, All That You Need. That's going to release soon. We just shot a music video for it. And I've been writing a lot of new songs about some pretty deep stuff. I would say that the songs you heard, those were written a long time ago. So I feel like you're going to hear a lot more improved songs. And so hopefully I can get those out soon so you guys can hear them, because we're starting to work on them. And yeah.
And do you ever record yourself at home, like on a computer? Do you know how to use Pro Tools or Logic or any of those programs?
Yeah, I have the Logic program, and I'm learning how to use that right now. So
Logic is awesome. I've learned how to do all of them, and Logic is my favorite because it's just super easy, and it just, they kind of think of all the things that make it easy for you to use. But yeah, I like all the types of recording. And I urge you to, I like to learn as many recording programs and softwares as you can, because it'll put you that much farther ahead of everybody in your age group, you know, for sure. So who's your dream artist that you would share a concert bill with?
Probably Taylor Swift. It's so cliche. I know it is. It's just like I've grown up with her. And so it's kind of like, you know.
You need to go see her live.
I really do. I really, really do. I really want to as well. So
you probably have a freak out moment. My artist for me, that was it was Dave Matthews. And when I first saw him play live, that was exhilarating. I got to meet him, and we got to talk about music. So you got to meet Taylor Swift and ask her about songwriting and writing. So, and you know, we just want to see you, you know, keep thriving in music. Are you going to release a record or a single? What's your game plan?
Hopefully an album soon or later, but I'm just releasing little songs right now. I do have an Instagram and a Spotify and YouTube.
Yeah, where can people find you? Where can people find you if they want to find your music?
So on Instagram, it's at Alyssa Grace Music. On YouTube, it's Alyssa Grace Prophet. And Alyssa Grace Sings. Sorry, my TikTok is Alyssa Grace Music, where I post a lot of covers on there as well. And on Spotify, Alyssa Grace. And basically all streaming platforms is basically Alyssa Grace.
So. I heard through the grapevine that you have a TikTok video that has over 1 million plays. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so a couple of years ago, I think it was 1 or 2 years ago, I recorded a cover of Fight Song, because I've been singing that since I was little. And we finally recorded it in the studio and did a music video for it. And then a couple months went by, and I kid you not, I was in a producing lesson, and I was on my break, so I went on TikTok, and I found my own video, my own sound being used on a video, and I was like, awesome. Wait a second. So I clicked on the sound, and there were 6,000 videos at the time that used my sound. And so I watched it grow, and up until this day, it is at 61,000 videos.
That's crazy. That's amazing.
And the best part about it is there's this one video about a dog that it was something about, was it doing like a military dog, or it was something, a cop's dog, police dog, something like that. And he got hurt, and so they uploaded the video with my song, because it's a fight song. The dog is fighting, and it's got I think 14 million likes, and like a lot of people have seen it. And that's like the shocker part for me, is like, I'm so glad that people have heard it at the very least. Like, I haven't gotten many interactions of people coming from that video to my page, but I'm just glad that people have used my sound to help share their story and help, like, just help them get through the story. And it's just, like, I'm so honored, you know?
Yeah, that's what it's all about. You're doing all the right things, and you're just making, like, you're building momentum. So everything you're doing is, you're doing awesome things. And we hope to hear more from you. So, Alyssa Grace, thank you for being a guest on Wake Up Hollywood.
Thank you.
As you keep releasing music, you're going to have to keep coming back and telling us more about what's going on in your career, because I see a bright future ahead of you, and I wish you nothing but the best. We'll have to collaborate at some point, okay?
Yes, sure.
All right, I'm going to give you a pinky swear. Pinky swear, we're going to collaborate at some point, and then a high 10 because you're awesome.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Tell your parents thank you for giving us, you know, this amazing experience. That, you know, I know they're probably right behind the screen coaching you, which is awesome. I'm telling you, you're going to need your family to help push you through some hard times on this journey. And it sounds like you have an awesome family. So tell them, I send them my love. And thanks for being a guest on Wake Up Hollywood. And shout out to Troy Christian for introducing us to you. We'll have
to see
more videos and more music from you in the future, all right?
All right, thank you.
All right, stay safe, stay inspired. On behalf of Sam, myself, and all of you listening, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you guys next week. Bye for now.
You're listening to Wake Up Hollywood with Nikki Corulla and Eddie Pence, right here on LA Talk Radio.